This is a tough time to be a Republican running for Congress, especially in the Northeast. Take the very blue state of Rhode Island. President Bush's job approval rating there stands at just 22%. So it's no surprise that incumbent Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee is locked in a race for his political survival against former State Attorney General Sheldon Whitehouse. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In Rhode Island, it sometimes sounds like the candidate running the hardest against the Republican agenda is the Republican, Lincoln Chafee.
Lincoln Chafee, the lone Republican vote against the war in Iraq, the deciding vote to protect clean air standards, against tax cuts for the rich.
As Chafee's ad suggests, he is the most liberal Republican in the Senate. He even voted against the president for re-election. But as long as there's a big R after Chafee's name, Sheldon Whitehouse has a big target.
If Lincoln Chafee is so opposed to George Bush, why is Bush so determined to re-elect Chafee? Because Bush needs Chafee to keep Republican control of the Senate.
Partisan control of the Senate is an unusual message for a political campaign, but Sheldon Whitehouse says in Rhode Island, voters are politically savvy and they get that concept.
You got to remember, we're a pretty strong political culture here. You can more or less walk around Rhode Island on the tops of the yard signs without ever touching ground. So it's not a concept that Rhode Islanders are having any difficulty taking on, that the leadership really is the key issue and really does set the agenda and determine the course of the country.
Yesterday, Sheldon Whitehouse was campaigning at City View Manor, a senior center in East Providence.
Very nice to see you. How are you doing?
The mostly female residents seem to find him simply irresistible.
You're a handsome in person.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you.
Whitehouse is not nearly as well known in Rhode Island as Lincoln Chafee. The Chafees are political royalty here. There's been a Chafee representing the state as senator or governor over the course of the last 40 years. Artist Gervais supports Sheldon Whitehouse. She's a Democrat who in the past has voted for Lincoln Chafee and his late father John, who had the Senate seat before him.
82 years old, so I've been voting a long time.
But why are you going to switch this year?
Because I'm not crazy for Chafee because he's for President Bush, and I don't like that.
Well, of course, Chafee says he votes against the president all the time.
Oh, sure, but that president needs him.
Gervais is voting for Whitehouse in the hopes that Democrats will control the Senate. Charles Tuttle, another resident at City View Manor, wants the same thing, but Tuttle's bond with the Chafees is too deep to break. So he says he'll cast his vote for the incumbent again.
I knew his father, and I've known him, and they will go with the party, yes, but when there's things that would affect us locally, they vote the way the people want them to vote.
Chafee and Whitehouse are cut from the same cloth, both from old Yankee Brahmin families. Their fathers room together at Yale. Their teenage sons are in the same class at a private school in Providence. They agree on stem cell research, abortion, and gay marriage. So what's left to argue about? In a radio debate on Monday, they argued about Whitehouse's tenure as a prosecutor, as Chafee tried to bring the debate back to local issues.
8 years as a top law enforcement official in Rhode Island. 8 years and not one single conviction for political corruption.
Whitehouse had this rejoinder.
What meant the most to me was the plaque that I received on my departure from the U.S. Attorney's office, which commended me for my solid gold leadership of that office. It was given to me on behalf of the men and women of that office, but it was prepared and presented to me by your brother, Zachariah.
Rhode Island is a very small state. Just how small was obvious yesterday at a supermarket on the east side of Providence, where Lincoln Chafee stood next to the shopping carts and asked for votes.
Senator Chafee.
Oh, you're a terrific senator. So.
Good day, sir.
In just half an hour of handshaking, Chafee finds lots of family connections.
I know your brother up at St. Martin's Church up on the east side.
My first job was with your father.
Funny story about your father.
Everyone knows the Chafees, including this man whose friend met Chafee's father naked after a squash match.
Turns over, there's a man standing there nude. Chafee, damn glad to meet you.
Well, that's locker rooms.
Yeah. I'm voting for you.
Thank you.
Even after many years in public office, Chafee is still a little shy and awkward in public. But Brown University political scientist Darrell West says he's very popular in Rhode Island.
His personal approval ratings actually remain pretty good. Generally, he's been polling anywhere from 51% to 54%. So people actually like the job that he is doing. But in a national race that basically pits a Republican versus a Democrat, people actually want the classic Coke, not the new Coke.
That is, voters may decide that instead of a Republican who votes with the Democrats a lot of the time, they'd rather just have a Democrat. On the other hand, in a year and a state where Republicans have to run as independents to survive, no one is better positioned than Senator Lincoln Chafee. Every indication is that this race is a toss-up. Mara Liasson, NPR News.